Please turn in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 13. The subject that I want to preach upon today is simply entitled Serving God in Old Age. And I want to base my remarks on Joshua chapter 13 and verse 1. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Let's bow in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee for the privilege of serving thee. We thank thee, Lord, for the honour of serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And O God, as we turn to thy precious word now, we do pray that you would speak to all of our hearts afresh. O God, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, our great commander. And O God, we pray in these days as we seek to serve thee that you would help us to serve thee with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. We pray, O God, that you would touch our hearts and lives afresh. We're so conscious that without thee we can do nothing. We need the strength of the Lord. We need the power of God. And O God, even now as we turn to thy precious word, we pray, O God, that you would fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit. And help us, Lord, only to say those things that will be pleasing to thee. Bless every head bowed in your presence, especially your saints. O God, we thank thee for the saints of God. And we pray, Lord, that today as we meditate upon thy word, that you would have that word in season. And O God, that we might go away from God's house saying it was good to have been here, for it was here where we met afresh with the Lord. Lord, bless us now. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. The first 12 chapters of the book of Joshua are about the conquering of the land of Canaan. The last 12 chapters of the book of Joshua deal with the dividing of the land of Canaan among the tribes of Israel. The first 12 chapters are the exciting chapters which tell us about the crossing of Jordan and the many battles that Joshua won by the power of God. The last 12 chapters, in contrast, record the details about borders, allotments, and close with Joshua exhorting the children of Israel to continue to follow the Lord and walk in his ways. We have seen in the course of these studies that Joshua was a servant of the Lord, a true servant of the Lord. And Joshua served the Lord all the days of his life. And the book of Joshua from start to finish is all about Joshua serving the God of heaven. In Joshua chapter 13, we're told an interesting fact about Joshua. We're told that he is now an old man. Verse 1, look at it again. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years. This phrase, stricken in years, which is used twice in the verse 1, does not mean that Joshua was sick or infirm. The word stricken is a translation of a Hebrew word which means to be advanced in age. Therefore, when we are told here that Joshua was stricken in years, it simply is emphasizing Joshua's growing age. We're not told exactly how old Joshua was at this time in his life. We do know that he lived until he was 110 years of age. However, I think we can safely say that at this point in his life, in chapter 13, Joshua was at least 80 years of age, perhaps even 90 years of age. But one thing we are certain of, he was well advanced in years at this point, because the Bible describes him as an old man. Now, the question I want to pose at this point is this. Does old age prevent us from serving God? And of course, the answer to that question is no. Old age does not stop us from serving God. And here we have an example in the Bible of an old man, 80 years plus, and he's still serving God. Now it has to be said that Joshua is blessed with good health. He's still physically strong. But having said that, Joshua is still an old man at this point in his life. Very simply today, I want to draw your attention to serving the Lord in old age. And I pray that as we look at this subject, and as we consider this text of Scripture that we have before us, that the Lord will speak to all of our hearts, not only to the elderly in our congregation, but to each and every one of us who are saved and who are serving the Lord. Because after salvation, there is no greater privilege than to serve the Lord. As we consider the subject, I want you to notice a number of things. And I hope that you have the Bible open before you. First of all, I want you to notice that Joshua was old, but still had responsibility. Did you notice that in verse 1? Look what it says in this verse. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Now, when you look at verse 1 and when you read verse 1, there is no doubt that the Lord is reminding Joshua of his mortality. The Lord here in the text says to Joshua, Thou art old and stricken in years. The Lord wanted Joshua to realize that he was an old man. You know, men and women, the Lord wants us all to know that we are but mere mortals. The Lord wants us all to know that our lives upon this earth are coming to an end. We're not going to live forever. And sometimes we forget that. Especially if we have good health and strength, even in old age. But the truth is that sooner or later, you and I, whether we're young or old, we will go the way of all the earth. Because the Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die. And if you're not saved in this meeting, I pray that the Lord will speak to your heart today through this text of Scripture. And that the Lord, through His Word, will remind you that life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf. You need to be in time, and that's why you need to be saved. That's why you need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Redeemer, because life is short, and eternity is long, and you need to prepare to meet God, because if you die unprepared, then you'll be in hell forever. And of course, that's what the Bible clearly teaches us. But you know, child of God, there's even a word in season here for you and I, and I believe that this is a clear message for those of us who are saved. Our lives upon earth are quickly passing by. And here, as the Lord speaks to Joshua, and it is interesting to note that it is the Lord that is speaking to Joshua here. The Lord reminds his servant of his mortality. Joshua, you're old and stricken in years. But there's something else that the Lord wanted Joshua to know. The Lord wanted Joshua to know that although he was old, he had still a responsibility to serve God, and he still had a work to do for God. Look closely again at verse 1. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth, underline this, and there remaineth yet very much land to possess. In other words, the Lord is saying here to Joshua, there's much work still for you to do. Your service for me is not over just yet. You still have much land to possess. Now, some might think that the Lord wanted Joshua to stop the work and to hand it over to someone else. Some might think that God is telling Joshua here, Joshua, you're an old man now and there's much land still to be possessed. Someone else will now take over from you and finish the work that you've begun. But I don't believe that's what the Lord is saying to Joshua here. Rather, I believe the Lord here is telling his aged servant, there is still much work for you to do. This fact is reinforced when you read on down this chapter. From verses 2 to 6, the Lord begins to tell Joshua the land that is still to be possessed. But then at the end of verse 6, the Lord tells Joshua that it was his responsibility to divide out the land by lot. Look what it says there at the end of verse 6. Only divide thou it by lot unto the children, unto the Israelites for an inheritance, as I have commanded thee. The Lord is still speaking to Joshua here in verse 6. And you will notice there very clearly that it is Joshua's responsibility to divide the land out by lot. Look at the beginning of verse 1. Now therefore divide this land for an inheritance unto the 9 tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh. Although Joshua was old and stricken in years, he was not exempt from serving the Lord. He had still a responsibility to serve God. This work of making sure that the land was divided up was given to Joshua, the old man. Therefore, the Lord here is not telling Joshua to retire. He's not telling Joshua to stop serving him. Indeed, when you study the text of Scripture and look at the chapter in the context, you find out here that the Lord is giving Joshua more work to do. Is that not interesting? You know what the Lord is literally telling Joshua here? Joshua, you're getting old. And there's still much work for you to do. So get on with it. Get on with it. Oh, does that not challenge each and every one of our hearts? Child of God, getting older should not prevent us serving God. Rather, it should spur us on to serve God more, because our time to serve God is getting shorter. The psalmist said, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. Old age is not the time to stop serving God. Oh, one may retire from more strenuous work when physical strength declines, but there's always something we can do for God. And I believe surely that is the truth. That is the lesson that we can glean from this passage of Scripture. Joshua was old, but he still had responsibility. And the Lord here is pointing that out to him very clearly in this text of Scripture. And oh, child of God, we ought to see that. We ought to see that. Just because you're old does not mean that the Lord is finished with you. Just because you're old does not mean that the Lord cannot use you. And I hope that that encourages you today. And as far as your service for God in Bethel is concerned, you're still very much a part of the work of God here. But notice something else. Take a look again at this portion of God's word, and you'll notice that Joshua was old, but still faithful. Now underline that thought. The wonderful truth that is brought out here about Joshua is this. Although Joshua was an old man who had spent his life serving the Lord, And we must not forget that. Up until this point, Joshua had been a faithful servant of God, and we have seen that in these studies. He had served God right from the day the Lord had called him and saved him. He had served God in his youth. And we have seen in the course of these studies many of the battles that he had won for the Lord. But notice here that he's an old man now. And yet, he still has this desire to continue to serve God. He had lost none of his zeal for God. We can see this in that as soon as Joshua received God's instructions here, he faithfully carried out those instructions. Look with me there at verse 1 of chapter 14. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, underline that, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed it for inheritance to them. I believe that in chapter 14 verse 1 we can see there that Joshua is being faithful to the instruction that God is giving him in chapter 13. But you can see, I believe, the zeal that this man had. Although he's old, although he has served God for many years, and although he has fought many battles, no doubt there were times when he was weary in the battle. Maybe there were times when he felt like giving up. But here in this portion of Scripture, we can see that he has zeal in God's work to want to go on and continue to serve the Lord. You know, Joshua honored God and was faithful in serving the Lord right to the end of his life. Now, chapter 13 is not the end of Joshua's life. But just keep your hand in chapter 13 and go over to Joshua chapter 4. Or rather, chapter 24. And in this chapter here, Joshua is nearing the end of his life. And as he draws near to the end of his life, and we're going to be studying this portion of Scripture in a few weeks' time, he instructs the children of Israel how they are to walk before God. But I want you to notice what he says to them in verse 14. This is Joshua speaking. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. So Joshua here is exhorting the people to serve the Lord. Look at verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorite, in whose land ye dwell. I underline this. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Right to the very end of his life, his desire was to serve the Lord. He never lost his zeal. And he was faithful to God right to the very day when God called him home to glory. Oh, child of God, it is good to start well in our Christian lives. It is good to start well serving the Lord. And of course, when you're young, you're full of vigor and you're full of energy. But you know, it's better to finish well. Many start out on the Christian pathway serving the Lord with much zeal. But as time goes on, their zeal wanes. Many begin serving God with great vigor. But as time passes, their vigor and their passion and even their faith grows dim. Child of God, if that's you today, then I would exhort you, get down on your knees and cry unto God to renew your zeal, to renew your passion, to increase your faith. But let us all pray that God will keep us faithful to Christ and his cause until we go home to glory. Here we have an example in the Bible of an old man. And up until this point, he had served God for many years. He's old and stricken in years. And yet the Lord is coming to him here. And the Lord is saying, Joshua, you're old, but there's still much work for you to do. And I want you to do that work, Joshua. Oh, get on with it. And as soon as the Lord instructs him, with zeal and with passion, being faithful to the God that he had served for many years, he continues to serve the Lord. You know, I'm often reminded of the zeal of the Apostle Paul and how faithful he was in serving the Lord. How zealous he was for God's work. Keep your hand in Joshua chapter 12 and turn over to Acts chapter 20. And take a look with me there at verse 18 of Acts chapter 20. Listen to what Paul said. And when they were come to him, that was the elders of Ephesus, he said unto them, ye know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you, at all seasons, serving the Lord, with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the laying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And how, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course, underline those words, with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Oh, here Paul emphasizes that the ministry he has received it from the Lord Jesus. We serve the Lord, child of God. We don't serve men, we serve the Lord. And that's why we need to serve the Lord with passion and with vigor and with zeal and with faith. That's why we need to serve the Lord faithfully, and that's why we need to serve the Lord till the last breath is taken from our bodies. And of course, Paul had this zeal right to the very end. And we're all familiar with those words in 2 Timothy chapter 4, where Paul could say, I've fought a good fight, I've finished my course, I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Right to the very end, he served the Lord. And what about the zeal and faithfulness of the Lord Jesus Christ? It is said of Christ, the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up. And was that not true of the Saviour? Indeed it was, because Christ was faithful even unto the end. O child of God, in these days, let us pray that the Lord will touch us afresh, and that as we serve him, that we will serve him with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. This message, of course, is directed to the senior citizens. But you know, there's a message here for each and every one of us. Maybe you're not old today. Maybe you're young, but you've got no zeal for the work of God. Your zeal has abated. Maybe there was a time in your Christian life when you served the Lord with great vigor, with great zeal. But today, you've grown cold. Well, let me exhort you afresh to seek the Lord. Because in this day and age, the Lord needs his people, all of his people, both young and old, to serve him with all their hearts. What an example Joshua is to us here. In old age, he had responsibility. In old age, he was faithful and carried out the command of God to him. But notice something else. Turn back again to Joshua chapter 13. And I think this is wonderful. Joshua was old, but still had the Lord with him. During the course of these studies, we have noticed, as Joshua has served the Lord, that God had given him many wonderful promises. Indeed, every time Joshua stepped forward in the work of God and to fight the battles of the Lord gave him precious promises. And we have already considered some of those wonderful promises that the Lord gave Joshua. And now that he's an old man, it's no different. Nothing has changed. Look at the promise that God gave to Joshua in his old age. Take a look with me there at the end of verse 6. And you'll read these words, Joshua 13, verse 6, the end of it. Them will I drive out from before the children of Israel. This promise is to Joshua and, of course, to the children of Israel. But as the Lord speaks to Joshua here in his old age and instructs him and directs him and gives him new orders, he also gives Joshua a promise in his old age that the Lord will be with him and that the Lord will strengthen him to do the work that he has for him to do. This promise reveals to us that God was still blessing Joshua even in his old age. Oh, child of God, I don't want you to miss that truth. The Lord wants to bless us all the days of our lives. Not only will he use us in old age, not only will he give us a work to do for him in old age, but he has promised to give us strength in order to do that work. You know, so often we have the habit of talking about the past. And there's nothing wrong about talking about the past. I suppose the older you get, the more you think about the past. There's nothing wrong with that. But is God not able to bless us in the present? Is God not able to bless us in the future? God bless many an aged servant in their youthful days and use them mightily. Is God not able to use us in old age? Child of God, the Lord is not going to forsake us in old age. His promises are everlasting. God is not going to abandon us when we get old. And I believe that's the wonderful truth here that's being brought out in the life of Joshua. The Lord here is confirming his word to his aged saint. You know, there's a wonderful text of scripture, and we read Psalm 48 earlier on in the meeting. Verse 14, listen to these tremendous words. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. The word guide in the text here means to lead. And if God is going to lead us even unto death, then he's going to be with us. He's going to instruct us. He's going to assure us through his word. And he has promised to do this until we get old. Indeed, right to the hour of our death and beyond. Psalm 23 verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, the truth is that old age is nothing to fear. Growing old is nothing to fear. Why? Because the Lord has promised to be with us right to the very moment that we leave this scene of time and beyond. And beyond. There's a wonderful text of scripture. It's found in Psalm 73. And it's the verse 24. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me home to glory. It's not a tremendous text of scripture. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me home to glory. Oh, I want you to see Joshua, the old man here. He's at least 80 years of age, perhaps 90, possibly even 100 years of age. He hasn't long to live. His life is not over yet, but most of his life is over, as far as his service for God is concerned. But the Lord is coming to him. And the Lord saying to him, listen, Joshua, you're old and you're stricken in years. But I have still got some work for you to do. And I want you to do that work. And when Joshua heard that, I have no doubt the joy filled his soul. The Lord still wants me in his service. The Lord has still a task for me to perform. And he picks himself up. And with all his heart, he begins to serve the Lord and obey the instruction of the Lord with great zeal. And as he goes forward in old age, notice that. We must see that from this point on. Everything else we're going to say about Joshua, he's an old man. But from this point on, he's going forward. Not only in the will of God, but he's going forward with the promise of God that the Lord will be with him in everything that he's going to do. Joshua, I'm with you. I'm with you. And men and women, child of God, that's the truth that I want to leave with you today. The Lord is with us. He's not only with us when we're young. Not only with us when we have the health and strength in these bodies. He's with us even when the body grows weak. He's with us when we get old. And he'll be with us when we're on a sick bed. And he'll be with us when we're on our deathbed. He'll never leave us. And then when we close our eyes in death, as we're going to find out in the course of these studies in the weeks to come, he'll bring us safely over the spiritual Jordan and into the land of promise, into the land of Canaan, the spiritual land of Canaan. He'll bring us home to heaven. Isn't that wonderful? Don't miss that truth today. Don't miss that wonderful, wonderful truth to your heart. The Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. And no matter what the devil says, no matter what the devil does, no matter how the devil tries to torment you, because he will, the Lord has promised to give us peace. And to give us assurance. And the Lord has promised that his strength will be our strength right to the end of the journey. May God bless his word to your hearts today. My friend, if you're not saved, you have not got this blessed hope of eternal rest when you die. The Lord is not with you. That's why you need to come to Christ today. Maybe there's someone here this afternoon and they've spent all your life serving the devil, serving the flesh, serving the pleasures of this world, and you're getting older. I'll tell you this, there's none of us getting any younger. And there's those in this congregation and you've sat here for years and listened to the word of God and you're in the winter of life. At the very least, the autumn of life. And you're still without Christ. It's time to seek the Lord. If you haven't got the Lord, friend, you've got nothing. You've got nothing for life and you've got nothing for death and you've definitely got nothing for eternity. Oh, be saved. His grace is free. Oh, be saved. He died for thee. Serving the Lord in old age. May God bless His word. Father in heaven, we thank Thee today for the privilege of serving Thee. O God, help us, we pray Thee, never to take this privilege for granted. So often we do. And Lord, if we're honest, we have to confess, so often we get weary in well-doing. So often, Lord, we get tired. So often, Lord, we get discouraged. But, O God, we thank Thee for Thy word that comes to our hearts afresh, that You've promised to give us strength in our time of need, and You've promised to be with us. O God, bless Your word to every heart today. Especially, Lord, to those who are in the winter of life. O God, encourage them. Encourage them to know, Lord, that You can still use them and You still want to use them. Encourage them, Lord, that they might realize that the God of their youth is still the God of old age. How we thank Thee for that, Lord. Bless Your word. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen.